Call forth Baggett. Now, Baggett, freely speak thy mind what thou dost know of noble Gloucester's death, who wrought it with the king, and who performed the bloody office of his timeless end.
Then set before my face the Lord O'Malley.
Cousin, stand forth, and look upon that man.
My Lord O'Malley, I know your daring tongue scorns to unsay what once it hath delivered. In that dead time when Gloucester's death was plotted, I heard you say, is not my arm of length that reacheth from the restful English court as far as Calais to mine uncle's head? Amongst much other talk that very time, I heard you say that you had rather refused the offer of 100,000 crowns than Bolingbroke's return to England. Adding, withal, how blessed this land would be in this your cousin's death.
Princes and noble lords, what answer shall I make to this base man? Shall I so much dishonour my fair stars on equal terms to give him chastisement? Either I must or have mine honour soiled with the attainder of his slanderous lips. There is my gage, the manual seal of death that marks thee out for hell. I say thou liest, and will maintain what thou hast said is false in thy heart blood, though being all too base to stain the temper of my knightly sword.
Baggett, forbear, thou shalt not take it up.
Accepting one, I would he were the best in all this presence that hath moved me so.
If that thy valour stand on sympathy, there is my gage, O Merle, engaged to thine. By that fair sun which shows me where thou standst, I heard thee say, and vauntingly thou spakest it, that thou wert cause of noble Gloucester's death. If thou deniest it 20 times, thou liest, and I will turn thy falsehood to thy heart where it was forged with my rapier's point.
Thou darest not, coward, live to see that day.
Now, by my soul, I would it were this hour.
Fitzwater, thou art damned to hell for this.
O Merle, thou liest. His honour is as true in this appeal as thou art all unjust. And that thou art so, there I throw my gage, to prove it on thee to the extremest point of mortal breathing. Seize it if thou darest.
And if I do not, may my hands rot off and never brandish more revengeful steel over the glittering helmet of my foe.
I task the earth to the like, forsworn O'Merle, and spur thee on with full as many lies as may be hollowed in thy treacherous ear from sun to sun. There is my honour's pawn. Engage it to the trial, if thou darest.
Who sets me else? By heaven, I'll throw it all. I have 1,000 spirits in one breast to answer 20,000 such as you.
My Lord Fitzwater, I do remember well the very time O'Merle and you did talk.
'Tis very true. You were in presence then, and you can witness with me this is true.
As false by heaven as heaven itself is true.
Sorry, thou liest.
Dishonorable boy! That lie shall lie so heavy on my sword that it shall render vengeance and revenge till thou, the lie-giver, and that lie do lie in earth as quiet as thy father's skull, in proof whereof there is my honour's pawn. Engage it to the trial if thou darest.
How fondly dost thou spur a forward horse. If I dare eat or drink, or breathe, or live, I dare meet Surrey in a wilderness and spit upon him whilst I say he lies, and lies, and lies. There is my bond of faith to tie thee to my strong correction, as I intend to thrive in this new world. O Merle is guilty of my true appeal. Besides, I heard the banished Norfolk say that thou, O Merle, didst send 2 of thy men to execute the noble duke at Calais. Oh,
some honest Christian, trust me with a gage that Norfolk lies. Here do I throw down this, if he may be repealed to try his honour.
These differences shall all rest under gage till Norfolk be repealed. Repealed he shall be, and though mine enemy restored again to all his lands and signiories, when he is returned, against O'Merle we will enforce his trial.
That honorable day shall ne'er be seen. Many a time hath banished Norfolk fought for Jesu Christ in glorious Christian field, streaming the ensign of the Christian cross against black pagans, Turks, and Saracens, and toiled with works of war, retired himself to Italy, and there, at Venice, gave his body to that pleasant country's earth, and his pure soul unto his captain Christ, under whose colors he had fought so long.
Why, Bishop, is Norfolk dead?
As surely as I live, my lord.
Sweet peace conduct his sweet soul to the bosom of good old Abraham. Lords appellants, your differences shall all rest under gage till we assign you to your days of trial.
Great Duke of Lancaster, I come to thee from plume-plucked Richard, who with willing soul adopts thee heir, and his high scepter yields to the possession of thy royal hand. Ascend his throne, descending now from him, and long live Henry, fourth of that name.
In God's name, I'll ascend the regal throne.
Married? God forbid!
Worst in this royal presence may I speak yet, best beseeming me to speak the truth. Would God that any in this noble presence were enough noble to be upright judge of noble Richard! Then true noblesse would learn him forbearance from so foul a wrong. What subject can give sentence on his king? And who sits here that is not Richard's subject? Thieves are not judged, but they are by to hear, although apparent guilt be seen in them. And shall the figure of God's majesty, his captain, steward, deputy elect, anointed, crowned, planted many years, be judged by subject and inferior breath, and he himself not present? Oh, offended God, that in a Christian climate souls refined should show so heinous, black, obscene a deed. I speak to subjects, and the subject speaks, stirred up by God thus boldly for his king. My lord of Hereford here, whom you call king, is a foul traitor to proud Hereford's king. And if you crown him, let me prophesy, the blood of English shall manure the ground, and future ages groan for this foul act. Peace shall go sleep with Turks and infidels, and in this seat of peace, tumultuous wars shall kin with kin and kind with kind confound. Disorder, horror, fear, and mutiny shall here inhabit, and this land be called the Field of Golgotha and Dead Men's Skulls. Oh, if you raised this house against this house, it will the wofulest division prove that ever fell upon this cursed earth. Prevent it. Resist it. Let it not be so, lest child's children cry against you woe.
Well have you argued, sir. And for your pains of capital treason, we arrest you here. My lord of Westminster, be it your charge to keep him safely till his day of trial. May it please you, lords, to grant the common suit.
Fetch hither Richard, that in common view he may surrender. So we shall proceed without suspicion.
I will be his conduct.
Lords, you that here are under our arrest, procure your sureties for your days of answer. Little are we beholding to your love, and little looked for at your helping hands.